Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Welcome to your Every Thursday Army Wife Network Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment. I am Corey Sibley, your Engagement Ambassador, and I'm here to talk to you today about 6 tips to finding your mill spouse community, okay? If you're new to your duty station or even newish to your duty station and you're having trouble finding your community or someone to call a friend, I totally know how that is. I've been doing this for 20 years now. So I have a little bit of suggestions and some places to get you started. Okay, so the first tip I have, it's really near and dear to my heart. It has helped me through and through so many things, finding new people and making new friends. If you have a newborn or preschooler, this is the place for you to check out. It's called MOPS. And what MOPS is, it's Mothers of Preschoolers. So it's not like the mop and bucket type of deal, but MOPS. And I did some research and I looked at their website, and it looks now that they're opening up their doors to mothers with school-age kids as well. So you might want to check out your local MOPS and ask and make sure. Because like when I was going to MOPS, as soon as your kids went to school, you kind of were like, okay, see you later. We're graduating. That's what it was called, graduating. So like I said, reach out to your MOPS and see if this one is good for you. So they meet once or twice a month, depending on the group and the situation. It usually is held at a church, but it's, trust me, it's not like in your face. It's not pushy. It's not super biblical. It's just a good environment. There is childcare provided and breakfast. You guys, when was the last time you sat with other mothers and ate with no kiddos? Like nobody's pulling on you, mommy. And you rotate like who's in charge of food. So it's not like on certain people every single week. So you get to share your great cooking with other people. Or just don't cook that week and you get to eat all the good food. So each week you'll either do a craft or you'll have like a speaker come out and speak on certain topics. There are tuition fees, so check that out. And like I said, depending on your area, and like how many times you meet and stuff like that, it'll depend on that. But if you are financially strapped, there are ways to apply for scholarships. So get with your local MOPS. The website is www.mops.org. Okay. Then you're going to click on Get Started to find a group in your area. Now, I know when I was in South Florida, there was another organization just like MOPS, but it was a little bit more biblical, more curriculum driven, and we did a lot more Bible studies. If you're into that, and I know that there was childcare for that as well, and breakfast and stuff like that, that website is www.mom.org. So that one was called Mom to Mom, and that was held at a church as well. So my second tip is PWOC. Okay. So if you live on an installation, they're more than likely to have this group available to you. You could just stalk the installation's Facebook page or type in the search bar, say whatever post you're at, Fort Knox PWOC, and it'll come up with either contact information or their page or whatever. So what is PWOC? It stands for Protestant Women of the Church or the Chapel, whichever. So basically, they have childcare as well. Your kids have to be enrolled in CYS. And again, this is pre-COVID, so just check it out. Make sure that they're still meeting. Some people, are meeting virtually, but some are back in session. So you sign up for a certain Bible study. They would meet each week, once a week. either have like a light snack or a breakfast served, do a little worship, and then they break up into their smaller groups and do Bible study, which is actually why I met my friend Chrissy Gibbs, our fellow AWN teammate there. She's amazing. So that's why I met her. Another place, you know, you can check out is churches. You know, you can, I know once you move in PCS, it's hard to find a church. Trust me. I know. I think since we've been here at Redstone, we have probably tried like 4 churches, and I'm actually having to go to a different, probably like 20 minutes to find the church that I liked. So we finally found a church, finally found a home church. Anyway, so take advantage, check out different churches. Maybe even ask, like, you know, the people around you, your social media. Hey, has anybody gone to this church in this area? Hey, if you've, you know, been stationed here, what church did you go to? But you can ask some of your spouse's groups, or, you know, anybody else, they might have a recommendation for you. You can also like check out their Facebook or check out their websites or check out their YouTube videos. But once you find a church, get involved. Find a small group, serve on the welcome committee or the hospitality team. There's tons of like small groups for women's and mamas, all the fun stuff. Okay. All right. So maybe you're like, okay, yeah, Corey, cool. Got it. But I'm really not into the spiritual stuff. What else you got? So this one's going to be a little, you have to just hear me out. Okay. Go over to meetup.com. And just search in groups in your area that you're interested in. Now, really, you have to do your own due diligence and be wise, you know, check it out, kind of make sure that you're talking to the person you're talking to, stalk on Facebook, that kind of stuff, make sure there's a picture. But you can literally search anything. If you're into reading books, you can find, you know, reading mamas, or, you know, if you are into photography, you know, you just search out all different kinds of things, four-wheeling, homeschooling moms, paintball moms. I mean, any kind of group or any kind of activity that you enjoy, you can actually find your own community within there. So, I mean, again, like I said, just make sure you're being safe and being wise about it. But I'm telling you, so my own personal story with meetup.com, I had a girlfriend of mine tell me about it when we first moved to South Florida, and I was lost. I wasn't working. I had 2 small kids, and she's like, I met up with this group and we went hiking all the time. Now, she didn't have any kids. So I was like, well, let me check this out. So I found a mom's group and we met, and we were, you know, of course, made sure we both kind of called and talked on the phone first. And then we'd meet up at parks. There was like 5 or 6 of us moms meeting up at parks all around the Wellington area, which is where we were. So again, check it out. And, you know, if you have school age kids, hey, maybe you want to take up paintballing. I don't know. Sounds fun. Okay. So number 5, okay, the gym. This is the place, I actually, every single PCS, this is the first thing I do is find a gym. Now we're in the recruiting command, so we don't necessarily get to get on post or be close to a post every time we PCS. So like here, we're 26 miles from the post. So I don't even go to a gym on post. So I have to find a civilian gym. Anyway, but if you live on post, everybody's in the same boat as you are. You know, you can go and take a new class, try Zumba, try the spin class on post. And if they don't have any, maybe go off post and, or find some, you know, like a yoga studio or Pilates or Zumba, spin, Orange Theory Fitness, you know, just go and find people to work out with and make friends with. You could do boot camps, or, you know, find like a outdoor fitness classes. I know that there's stroller strides, or the hot new thing is the slam, the sweat like a mother's. There's tons of options there for you to check out and find new people that would be your community. All right. Last but not least. So this one, volunteering. Okay. So honestly, like, this one is such a heart-filling and rewarding thing for you to do. You can literally volunteer anywhere. You can volunteer at your kid's school. You can volunteer just in their classroom. You don't have to do the whole PTO thing. You can just volunteer in your classroom, help the teacher out. Maybe you want to work with kids and coach their sports, coach soccer. You do it on post or off post at the rec center or whatever, but just get involved in that. You can volunteer for PWOC. You can volunteer for your SFRG. You don't have to be a leader. You don't have to be in. You can just help out, say that there's a holiday party coming up. You just want to help out. But volunteering, I feel like I've met some of the most best and genuine people through volunteering. But like I said, maybe you want to volunteer just online. Maybe you're great with blogging and you want to blog. Hey, contact us at the AWN command team. You just send us an email. We can get you going. Maybe you want to go to the Spouses Club on post and volunteer that way. But volunteering is a great way to not only help out your community, but help out yourself and find your great, connections there. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope that helps and gives you some kind of light on things that you can do to help keep you busy and meet new faces and find your community. Let me know if I'm missing something. Comment below if you have a suggestion or found something that has worked for you. Tune in next week for another Military Spouse Empowerment Moment. And as we wrap up, be sure to catch the full-length podcast on any of the platforms of your choice at armywifenetwork.com. Follow us on all things social. Oh, and subscribe to the Sit Rep. You can do that on our website, armywifenetwork.com. But we are here to engage, educate, and encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.